Okay, we'll call this meeting of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board to order. We will start with a roll call. Doug Muller.
Ron Newman.
Michael Woods.
Devin Huff.
Josh Sullenfeld.
Rick Zinkenfuss.
And our audience is?
Travis Iron, Mitch York.
Jason Ray, SimCog.
Frank Miller, MoDOT.
Matt Bryan, City of Branson.
Brad Kelly, MoDOT.
Travis Sapp, Commissioner Camden.
Chip Barnett, Branson Schools.
Carlos Sloss, one of Kirbyville.
Oh, Nick Plummer, Taney County Commission.
All right. First item on the agenda, approval of minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve minutes. Any discussion? See none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item two, old business. Would have anything that I think would fall into that category?
Do we have any handouts or upgrades on the project list? Just still working on it, on those things we passed last time. We had a few. I think to look at the minutes there that we had from last time to be worked on, I think. Nothing major, but.
I don't remember any changes for the football length of the road. I guess you make up this minutes if you know.
Yeah.
Then
for next meeting, make sure those all checked off. But I think they're just my items.
Okay, we'll go down to item three. Devin, do you have any Taney County updates?
We're working on an arch pipe right now on Smith Road, Taneyville, and Hodge Hollow. We gave it a makeover, and we will be chipping and sealing it this summer to where it will connect all the way from AA to H Highway. And then next week we're going to begin chip seal. This week they are micropaving the Bee Creek area. We've got it all over 16 and a quarter mile spread out. We were mowing and moving right along.
Scenic overlook?
Scenic overlook, met out there this morning. We're going back out there this afternoon. They have got part of the wall cap poured. We're pouring the remainder of that wall today. They should be doing it now. They do have everything else formed up for the lower deck, the upper deck, and the handicap ramp and stairway. So yeah, they're moving along.
Just for the record, on my end of the world, that's a big project. A lot of people really appreciate that, so we appreciate the county.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
I'm not too down with that. I did add it. I didn't even remember it. Must have done it right after last meeting. That's the updated list with the St. Street apartments, which is a multimodal, so it's one of only two multimodals. So.
Got such good work as you remember it.
Yeah, the St. Street, that was the one that we talked about. That was the detail that we were looking for.
All right, so going down to item four of MoDOT updates. Yes.
Yes, so our statewide transportation improvement program, which is our slate of projects, is under, we're wrapping up public review on that right now. We anticipate that our new program will be adopted by our commission by early July. We're also working on a draft unfunded needs list, which is something that we update every year. We'll be talking about that a little bit here today. When you go through needs prioritization, kind of that's the very last step where we look at what are priorities that did not get funding in our construction program And we have that list available. Legislators use that when they're looking at potential funding, so it's important to keep that up to date. And Beth Schaller's not here today. She's usually the one up on the construction projects. So if you have any questions about those, I'll probably have to do some follow-up on them. The only one I have any inkling about is the Route 86 improvements being done by Big Cedar. They did make some last-minute changes to the roundabout at Jones Road to help manage traffic after this last concert. Based on what I'm hearing about how things went, there may be further changes needed, but we do continue to work with them down Route 86 and with traffic.
Question, was that after Saturday's conference that adjustments have been made?
They made adjustments before the concert.
Before the
concert. They had to deal with how they were getting people out of the site. They cut back one of the new islands they just put in.
I know Rick at his partnership meeting had some questions about the placement of the cones at the turnoff there, and I went down there this weekend, and I think they've got some planning or adjustments for those cones, and you turn off of 65 there, and so it's important, I think, they get that worked out, because when you come up on it, you see all the cones, you don't know whether it's an accident or you don't know whether it's a directive. I think the mapping was pointed out at the partnership meeting is correct with the arrowheads and everything, but I guess that's got to be finalized.
Yeah, I know we're looking at that area too. I think Cedar brought that concern up as well.
That inside storage lane, you get down to the end of the lane and there's no obvious way forward. So everybody is taking the west storage lane all the way down and turning, and then the east side storage lane going on to 86, headed south on 65, they turn into the inside lane. So it goes from two lanes to one right there. Beth has tried to explain that. It's a striping issue. I think it's just not intuitive when you get down there to what you're supposed to do. But I have a feeling that that'll get adjusted. There was some comments from eastbound traffic coming on the two-lane section of 86 that they couldn't get into the concert. They were piped straight across. I don't know if that's a MoDOT issue. I think that was a traffic control issue on site. But there was a pretty substantial number of folks that decided they would beat the traffic and go to the west and come in from the west, and that didn't work out for them. They had to go down to the roundabout at
Top of the Rock.
Now, what am I saying? Anyway, go down to the roundabout, turn around, and come back. They didn't like that at all. But that, I don't think that was a MoDOT issue. Ridgedale roundabout was what I was trying to come up with. But overall, I think traffic improvements received high marks. So.
All right. Bills, we'll move on to item 5 of new business.
I've got something on it. Recently, through planning and zoning and then final approval through the commission, we had a project on Buchanan Road. It's approximately 300 units of apartments going to be going in right above Lafayette, the bingo sports area. Currently we have around 3,500 cars per day on that road now, and that's easily going to add 600 more. And right now, I mean, yeah, they back up at Buchanan trying to get out during a busy time, but even if we had the stop sign removed, we're still going to bottleneck at the high road. So I would like to move that project 17 up in the top 5, so it would be more on MoDOT's radar to do intersection improvements up at the high road.
Is that something Travis can readjust that off projections?
Yeah, I can kind of readjust it based on the building that's coming in. I can say it's going to end up high, but it's no crash data and stuff we don't have yet, but you know, adjust some of the.
Well, the traffic count comes from our radar sign we've got out there currently. So we know it's pretty accurate. And then you go to adding that many more units, it's probably going to be more than 600, but let's say it'll be a minimum of 600 additional.
Mr. Chairman, I'd recommend that Travis be charged to do that and put that as an agenda item first off the top of the next meeting to evaluate and the potential of moving it up, whatever level of.
What is there to look into? I mean, it's to me, it's obvious it's going to happen.
He's going to do his standard rating for all the projects as we do all of them, and it'll fall. It'll depend how high up the list it goes, and hopefully you look that up to the top. Just the process. We all hear you loud and clear and think it's that Buchanan Road, both ends of that. The other end of it, we've got projects too that need attention up at 248. Where there needs to be some traffic control because that's where all the buses go and the parents take kids in and out of all that school system every day. And we've had these projects on the list there for Buchanan Road for 5 or 6 years now, and it'd be good just to evaluate them and keep them at a high level of visibility.
But I had invited the superintendent if he wants to.
Sure,
speak on.
Well, I like the battlefield promotion. Unfortunately, I'm not superintendent, but we appreciate you all looking into this. This is something that we've talked to MoDOT before and with them as well, just trying to figure out the best way to avoid bottlenecks. And you know, the 3,500 cars, but of those 3,500 cars, you got to figure in about 500 of them are teenage drivers, so that adds. It's got to be worth something, I'd say, for safety purposes. But with just the traffic, the 66 buses that we run out of there 4 times a day, additional traffic, with department with the potential apartments coming in to that area, we just appreciate you all looking into that. Other things is we might additionally add more campuses out there in the future. Nothing imminent at this point in time. But kind of helps us in our decision making to see if the infrastructure is there and what can be done to ease the traffic flow from that area on Buchanan Road. It's just a busy time, you know, from August to May as far as that goes, from about 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning, and just seems to be pretty dangerous. I would say I haven't had that many accidents at the high road, but just a lot of close calls. And with S&H adding, going in there as well, Premier Landscape is on the other side of the high road there. Everything that comes in and out of there is with the trailer now, plus all the trucks in and out of the transfer station. So just, appreciate you looking into this. If there's something the school can provide for you to help you with decision making or moving it up the list, we would be happy to do that. We just appreciate you guys considering this.
What about any comments on the other end that we've been looking at and discussing there at 248 and where there's no traffic control there now and it's been that way for a number of years? What are your thoughts on that, the current status? Because that's one we've had on the project list. And we're focusing, looking at what we can do to help in that road.
It slows down. Most of the traffic that goes out that way that causes the log jam is trying to go south. And so it's just, the vision, the line of sights there are not good. The speed at 45 miles an hour through there, cars come around there pretty quick and get up on you both ways pretty quick. So, one of the things that we've talked with Devin about is there an alternative route south? That would relieve the Buchanan Road 248 intersection if there was something that allowed it. We talked to MoDOT about this as well as an on-ramp, a southbound on-ramp. If you come to the end of Buchanan Road and go right, was there something there? But